Okay, so today we're going to be going through the sugya of Halal B'Purim, which we touched upon, I think, once earlier in one of the other shiurim. But here you have a fascinating Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The one shiur, by the way, we're not doing. I thought we had 8 days. We only have 7 days. If you want the way home, read the Mar Mekomos on the Briska Rav about Ksivas Megillas Esther. It's a very, very, very nice piece. It's Tudinim there. So you have the Mar Mekomos out there somewhere. Feel free to go through that. So again, this sugya we're going to go through the Indian of Halal on Purim. As we know, there is no Halal on Purim, but the Gemara has two opinions without going through the Gemara, because you saw us inside. One opinion holds, Rav Nachman holds, Kriyasa Zu Halila, that one fulfills the idea of Halal through Mikra Megillah itself. Mikra Megillah itself is a type of Halal, and yet the other opinion says there's no such thing as Halal. Halal is not, it's not relevant here. It was a Neis B'Chutzlarts, and things of that sort of back and forth. So whether there is a Kiyum of Halal on Purim or not, that seems to be a discussion here in the Gemara. So there's a famous Miri which Rosenfeld made mention to when he spoke last week, that if it's really true that Mikra Megillah, according to that opinion, Mikra Megillah in fact is a type of Halal, so then what would happen if a person did not have a Megillah? So then he seemingly should be able to recite Halal in place of Mikra Megillah. And that's the Miri writes explicitly. He says, nearly the Tamzeh, Shim haya b'makom shein lo megillah. If you're in a place where there's no megillah, shikari es ha-halel. Sharei lo nimna kriyasa. The only reason why we don't recite halel on Purim is because mipnei shikriyasa megillah. Mimkoma, we have megillah in place of halel. But if there is no megillah, then one should say halel in its place. But then he says, according to the other opinion, that there's no halel, kriyasa megillah is not in place of halel. We don't say halel at all in any form in Purim. Then, even if a person did not have a Megillah, one would still not recite Halal. Halal has no place on Purim, according to the second opinion. So that would be a nafkamina if you would say Halal when there is no Megillah. The Rambam says this as well. He paskins that Kriyasa Zu Hilula. The Rambam writes that Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Vav, Perek Gimel rather, Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes that Mekomos, no, that's what I wanted. Of lo halal shechanaka bavad, who medivrei sofen. There's a big discussion in the Rambam about and the Ramban whether halal is deraisa, whether it's derbanan, different types. So he writes that lo halal shechanaka bilvad he medivrei sofen. Ela kriyas halal liolam medivrei sofen. It's always divrei sofen. There's interesting rivet there, the gabi de salacha, but not for now. And then he says mechal yavam shagomim be'ez halal every day we complete halal. This is interesting. He quotes the Shemoneh Esrei Yom B'Shana, the 18 days in the year, Mitzvah Ligmor Ben Sahalo. You know, there's a funny mice when I was applying to the Kol HaElyon many, many years ago in YU. So the way it works, if you guys don't know, you have to get a faher with a different Rashi Yeshiva, Rav Shecht, Rav Rodenzweig, Rav Willig, Rav Chalapa. At the time, I doubt he does it anymore. I forget who else it was with, but you have to have the five or six faheret, and then they grade you. Rav Shecht is known for asking very simple questions and having you not know the answer to simple questions. So it makes you feel great. But that's what he does, and for a good reason, because we try to get to the fancy lamdas and we don't know the basics. So you know, some of the, you know, the most famous ones about whether or not a woman could be a nazir, that's been part of the Sora, Mefurish Pasuk. The other one he says, could you sit down when you say Kirsh Levana or not? The Lach, what do you do? Anyone know? Should you sit or stand during Kirsh Levana? Are you allowed to sit? Then why? You say Hilchas Mu'uman. In the Nusach of Kirsh Levana, it says you have to say Mu'uman. It says first in the. So we all say it once a month, but we don't pay attention. It doesn't register. So these are the types of questions he asks. So my year, there's a person who was asked the following question right here. He was asked, "What days of the year? What the days? The 18 days of the year? Do we say full halal?" So he says, "Okay, 1 day Pesach." 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16, that's 17, okay, 18. He thought like a trick question. He's like, Yom Ha'atzmaut. And he didn't get into the Kol Elyon. So the 18th one is Shavuos, he forgot Shavuos. But this, whenever I see this Gemara, this always reminds me of this. I'll tell you just as an aside, the Maisa, my entry into the Kol Elyon, because it's just it's a good Maisa. So, you know, I knew Rav Shechter, but I didn't know him well. I was not in Ashir. I knew Rav Rodenzweig was in Ashir for many years. So Rav Shechter, you know, if you're Rav Shechter's Talmud, Rav Shechter's easy, Rav Rodenzweig's hard for you. If you're Rav Rodenzweig Talmud, Rav Rodenzweig's easy, Rav Shechter's hard for you. So there I am. I met with Rav Shechter for the Kol Elyon Bechina. So I said, I'm here to take a test for the Kol Elyon. So it worked out very nice. Rav Shechter is very systematic, very organized, everything he does. So I figured out that I got a good chop. What was the chop? So if you ever want to apply, this is what you should do. A few years earlier, when I applied to the Katz Kollel in Smicha, you also have to get a Bechinat Rav Shechter. So I happened to go the day after Pesach. Whatever that's when I said, I go the day after Pesach. When we came back after the Zman, first day of the new Zman, Kai Zman, here I am, I get Rav Shechter, I want to apply to the Katz Kollel. I said, okay. So tell me, he says, he asks any question you want, but it's not hard. It's not as hard, I should say, when it comes to the regular Katz Kollel. Is Sfiras HaOmer their Reis or their Banan? That was the question he asked. So I happened to have given a chabur on this recently, so I was able to tell him the whole sugya. We discussed this the other day a little bit. We touched upon it. Their Reis or their Banan, connected to Karbanos, not connected to Karbanos. Perfect. Went well. And that was it. Very short. So I said, Rav Shechter thinks that way. Let me go from the Kollel Elyon Bechina the day after Pesach. See what happens. So the day after I go, Rav Shechter, I'm here to take a Kol Elyon Bechina. Okay, it's Sfiras HaOmer, the Reis or the Rabbanim. Nailed him. Oh, I'm in heaven. This is fantastic. Because Rav Shechter, some people get like really hard questions. This is relatively an easier question, but just to him, everything's easy. So it just depends the day, the parsha of the week. Fine, but then it was a little bit longer because Kol Elyon, so we went to a conversation about Tadir Vishenu Tadir. You say Sfira first, Havdalah, lighter topic, like Moe topics. It was fantastic, great. So I was doing really well, Baruch Hashem. Like 20 minutes was like a good, nice conversation learning in Torah. And then we were learning Baba Kama that year. Then he says, okay. So tell me, he was building up a question, what's the difference between Grama and Garmi? I didn't know much about this. I knew there's a Tosfos around Ban, but I was starting to get very nervous. I don't really know much. We didn't learn this in Shir. I don't know. So he's building up the question a little bit. And then as this was happening, someone walks over, a friend of mine, wasn't coordinated at all, and he says, you used to have payphones. You know what payphones are, guys, right? You used to have payphones. In Yeshiva, there's a payphone. When you go towards MTA stairwell, there's a payphone right across from the men's bathroom. I don't know if it still exists there, like a little door you go in. No, maybe it's a closet now. There was a payphone there, and people would call Rav Shechter at the payphone. So the guy came, his name is Donnie Gelernter, says, Rebbe, there's a phone call for you outside. So right before he's about to just crush me, he looks at me, he said, oh, okay, you did a good job. And then that was it. Woof, made it. So that was my mindset. And the way back, he says, you owe me half your stipend now. Because he pretty much got me in, this guy. So that was my way into Kol Elyon. Okay, so back inside here, the Rambam.
You're saying you didn't really deserve it.
100%, yeah, definitely not. So the Rambam writes here, going through all the list of the 18 days of Vahalel, says, Eluhein, Shmoni Mechag, Shmones Mechanaka, Rishon, Shel Pesach v'Yom Atzeres. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, Main Bam Lufishe Yimei Tshuva v'Yir v'Facha. These are days of fear and Tshuva. Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. By the way, it's a very, very important phrase, Simcha Yisera. There's a discussion, the Mishnah Yavetz has a discussion about Simcha Yisera, how that plays out. Sounds like there is Simcha by Rosh Yom Kippur, but not Simcha Yisera. So it's an important diak, not for now. V'lo Tiknu Halel B'Purim Shekriyas HaMegillah Hi Hahalo. So there you have it. The Rambam clearly paskins like that mandamar that Megillah is a fulfillment of Hallel. And naturally, you would have thought that he should like the Meiri, that if one does not have a Megillah, you should recite Hallel in its place. Now, the Shari Tshuva says otherwise. Shari Tshuva, although he quotes such an opinion in the poskim, that those who don't have Megillah should say Hallel, in his humble opinion, he writes, Lanias Daiti, Dafa Pikain, even though one does not have it. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, this is an Os, was Os Beis, is it? No, Os, is not Os, the star. He says, even though one does not have a Megillah, he says, one should not, Iker Kavanas HaShas al Iker Takana. That's not what I wanted. And he has died to hear, Afa Pikain Kishain Lo Megillah Likros Yeshu Likros Halel, Bela Bracha, Shilafanov, Kakor Pitilim. So he says, you should read it without Bracha, like reciting Tilim, but he wasn't so comfortable with really reciting Hallel in his place with the bracha in its whole fashion, its whole full mitzvah, because it's not, we don't really find it other than the Meiri. Meaning, it sounds like from the Shari Tshuva, you could distinguish between the kiyum of Hallel and the Maisa, or the Kriya of Hallel. Now, although the Gemara says that Megillah is a kiyum of Hallel, it doesn't mean that it can be replaced by Hallel. I mean, the way they're misakin Megillah or Hallel on Purim was Dafka through Mikra Megillah. But that's not to say if you don't have it, that one should then recite Hallel in its place. There was a different, the Maisa was different in Purim in order to fulfill. Maybe the Kima is exactly the same, but it's a different way to fulfill that mitzvah. Yeah, yeah.
What's the big deal? Like, if we just say psukim?
No big deal. He said you could say psukim, but you don't say a bracha.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like from the Meiri. Again, Meiri doesn't say this, but it might indicate that one should say with a bracha. We say Megillah with a bracha. Meir Halas should we say with a bracha? He says no. Say it like reading Tehillim, but there's nothing lost by doing so. But he wasn't comfortable to say one should say with a bracha. So there are a number of nafkminas and sugyas that this concept of Megillah is kehalel. It kind of seeps in to various discussions. So the first one is the Seder Tefillah. What happens if there's a Bris Milah the day of Purim? So what is the Seder HaTefillah? So if you look in Tafresh Tzadi Gimel, in Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Motzin Sifer Torah V'Karin B'Parshas V'Yavah Amalek. That's the only time we only have 9 psukim in a Kriyas HaTorah. The Afa Pishain Ba'ela Tes Psukim, he writes, the Kofun Pasuk Achron Kadei L'Hashim Aser Psukim. We don't do this. Ein Minag Kofun Pasuk Achron Shaparsha. We don't. It's actually pretty interesting. I just think of this right now. Very good. Should we go off on a tangent now?
Sure.
Okay, we'll go to tangent. Okay, fine. So, there's a, the Avudraham writes, and then Kobo as well writes, that the, when it comes to Kol Neshama in Psukei Zimmer, we repeat it twice. Kol Neshama 2 times. Why? And also at the end, Az Yashir Hashem Yimloch L'Om Ed, we repeat twice. The reason is, whenever you conclude a section of Tvila, you repeat it twice. It just connotes that the end of section, new section. Now, that's the simple understanding. But I think there could be a whole other pshat. Without getting in too much detail, I keep making reference to this. But Adar is, and Purim is connected to the Koach HaReach, the Koach of smell. We're going to the Machshava world right now. So Koach HaReach, we find that Mordechai was hinted in Mor Dror, Mardachia. Mor Dror was one of the spices in Shemana Mishcha. Esther was Hadassah, that was her name as well. Hadassah is meant to smell. So Koach HaReach is very much highlighted in Purim. That's why V'chayv Inish Libesume is Lashon Besamim, to smell as well. The Gemara tells us in Horios and Ervin that drinking wine is like smelling something. It has the equal effect somehow. The high that one goes on when drinking and smelling something could have the same effect. So Purim is very much Koach HaReach. So the Bnei Sascha says the reason why that is the case, because you look at the story of Haman, the story of Adam and Rishon and the Nachash. So 4 of the 5 senses are utilized in that chet of Adam Rishon. They touched the tree first, and they heard the voices, and they tasted it, and they saw it. The one sense that wasn't utilized in that chet was the koach harech, the smell. And the Bnei Sotzer writes is because the koach harech is the koach of the neshama, and that was the nachash wasn't able to affect that sense. Everything else he could affect. He was pogaming. But he couldn't be pogame the Koach HaReach. So Haman, who comes from Hamina Itazer, the Nachash, so when he attacked us, the only protected sense was the Koach HaReach. He can't touch that, the Nachash. Haman couldn't touch it. So by utilizing the Koach HaReach through Hadassah and Esther and Mordechai, all that, Chayav Inish LeBesume, we're able to stand up against Haman, who comes from the Koach of the Nachash. What does it do that I'm talking about? So the reason is because the Gemara tells us, where is the source? How do you know you say bracha of reach? How do you know you say bracha when you smell something? What's the pasuk? Kol neshama. Eze hanah shel neshama, the reach. So the smell is a koach, that's a smell, that's the neshama, gets hanah from the reach. That's the source. So kol neshama. So now, the Leket Yosha writes, it's quoted by the Tur, that he says, that what's the source of saying hal and Rosh Chodesh? It's a remes. Because in that kapitel, last kapitel of Tilm, of Kohol Neshama, it says the word Halel 12 times. 12 times is Halel in that kapitel. Connected to 12 months, we say Halel. That's a kasha because we don't say it on Tishrei. But 12 Halels connected to 12 months. Now, which Halel is connected to which Rosh Chodesh? So it says the first one is connected Nisan, the first month of the year. And the one who says, because Shofar is referring to Elohim, we blow the Shofar. So that's all. That's right. The Klozmer explains which ones correspond. Those two he suggests. Doesn't say any more than that. So maybe you could suggest that the last one is connected Adar. It's the last one, it's the 12th one. Adar's the 12th month. Kol Neshama is the Koach HaReach, like Adar, and we repeat Kol Neshama 2 times, just like we repeat Adar, like this year, 2 times as well. So now, when I saw this pasuk that it's repeated, I never realized this practice of the Sfaradim. I don't know if they actually do this, but maybe repeating the last pasuk might also highlight this idea of the doubling of Kol Neshama, the doubling of Adar Sheni. Okay, back to Hala. So anyways, the Rama writes at the end here, Kishayesh Mila Bipurim Malin Hatinok Kodem Kriyas Megillah. That when there's a Bris Mila on Purim, one should do the Mila before Megillah. You should do it before Megillah. That's the Psak of their mom. Question is why? So the Magen Avraham writes because Dichsev Sason Zum Mila, the Gemara says, Sason and Megillah, you want to put it next to each other? Even though normally the Mila should go after all of davening, after Kriyas and Megillah, everything's over, yeah, that's when you should do it. We want to put it right next to the Kriyas and Megillah because it's correlation of Sason Zum Mila. It's similar to what we have, what other day we have such a thing, what are the Yantif, where we try to correlate the day with the Mitzvah Mila. Shofar? Yeah, excellent. Shofar, yeah. You said Avi? Shofar. The Indian of Shofar, that we want to connect the Kedes Yitzchak, the Shofar, which is a remez, a Kedes Yitzchak, to Bris Mila, which connects Avram and Yitzchak as well. So much so that there's a, brought down by the Poskim, that the Baal Tokeo should be the one who does the Metzitza B'peh. So he's able to take the Dam Hamila and be Ma'arv it with the Tkiyas Shofar. It's brought down as well. So here too, we want to connect the Mila to the day of Purim, to Mikra Megillah in particular. That's the understanding of the Magen Avraham. So there are other reasons. The Gra says a different reason, just a question. It was Rizus, but the key I wanted to share with you was the Divrei Yatziv, the Kleisenberger. The Kleisenberger says the reason why we have the order of the Mila before Megillah is as follows. He connects our Gemara of Hallel, Megillah is like Hallel, and he says Hallel always goes after Shacharis. You go right into Hallel, right from Shacharis. So if we were to assume Megillah is like Hallel, we should daven Shacharis, and then Mikra Megillah first, and then Mila should go afterwards. Why are you mafsik Mila between the Hallel and the Shacharis? And so what he writes is, the reason is because we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that Kriyasa Zuhilu. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that's not Hallel. So in order to show everybody that Megillah is a dafka, not Hallel, we want to say we're doing the Mila, having a hefsek, Megillah is going to be later on to just show and underscore the point that Megillah, in fact, is not considered a Hallel. And that was his chiddush, he said. He gave a few different explanations, but that was a chiddush connecting it to Kriyasazu Halila. Okay, going further, and other applications of this concept, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafresh Peitas in Sif Aleph, he says, "Akol chayavim b'kriyasa, everyone's chayvin mikra Megillah. Anashim v'nashim v'geirim v'avadim m'shuchrarim mechanchen sektanim l'krosa. Everyone's chayvin this mitzvah." And then, this is what I wanted. Where's that line? Ah, I should have been sifhei also. Now, what I wanted here, makom she'ein minyan. If there's no minyan, im echad yodea v'acherim einim yodim. If one guy knows how to read the Megillah, others don't. Have one guy read for everybody else. But in Kulam Yodim, if everyone knows how to lay, and there are only eight people there, for example, Kol Echad Kare Liatzmo, everyone should read on their own. Now, that's strange. I understand when it comes to Kedusha and Kaddish, you need 10 people to say Kedusha, you need 10 people to say Kaddish, you need 10 people to say Baruch. Since when do you need 10 people to do Kriyas Megillah? Kriyas Torah, you need 10 people as well. But Kriyas Megillah, we don't find any sources that you need 10 people. There's an Indian of, Pirsum Anise and Echanamim, but to be Motzi someone else, if I'm Motzi someone in Kiddush, I don't need 10 people to be Motzi them. So where do you get this from, that Kriyas Megillah requires 10 people in order to allow one to be Motzi others? This is Shulchan Aruch Sifei. So says the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes that Kriyas HaMegillah, on the spot there, he writes, Kriyas HaMegillah is a type of tefillah. Where's that line I wanted? So he writes here that in Sifkat and Yud, yeah, exactly. Kari the Atzma Mashpid the Sfirle de Ein Hayachin Moti Chavero Ela Bi Asara. The Tzarech Lomar the Lo Dami LeShofer the Kriyas Megillah Havikimot Tefila the Bein and Asara. But Rabbeinu Yochum argues, but he says that there's a type of Tefila in Kriyas Megillah. Now, who says Kriyas Megillah is like Tefila? Where is that based on? So it says the Hari Kedem and Chelik Aleph Simin Reish Yutes, but is that the right one, Reish Yutes, Sam? You're the Hari Kedem guy. Okay, fine. So I have in my notes Reish Yutes. That could be wrong or different editions. He says because Kriyasa Zuhalila, that concept of Mikra Megillah is like a Hallel. Hallel is a type of Tefillah. Like we find in the Shulchan Aruch that Hallel, you can't be Motzi others. A Yachi can't be Motzi others. So because the Lashon of Tefillah, if a person's a Baki, so too, by extension, Mikra Megillah also is a tefillah, the type of halo, and the same halacha as of being motzi others apply as well. Now, another application, whether or not Mikra Megillah is like halo, is the inyan of standing versus sitting. The first Mishnah. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Can you just read on Paskin?
Right, so this svara wouldn't play, according to the Divrei Yatziv, he paskin that way. But I'm not sure others would. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rav Soloveitchik's understanding, he would have to assume then Shulchan Aruch paskins, it is considered halal, and therefore we need a minyan. Or, if we don't paskin that it's halal, there must be some other svara as to why you need a minyan, which you have to take a different, I don't know what the other approach would be, but some other approach how Mikra Megillah is a type of tefillah, even though it's not halal.
Divrei Yatziv was also in the Ramban.
Divrei Yatziv was in the Ramah, not the Shulchan Aruch. On the line of... Yeah. So it could be for the Ashkenazim, though.
Yeah.
So for us, though.
So it wouldn't necessarily be a steer. I mean, you're not going to run this far right now. I was explaining the Ramah. No,
the Shulchan Aruch. But then you would expect the Ramah to make a comment here as well, that you would, you know...
Also, when in Tavri Shadikim, when the Mechaber writes in Korn Bohalo, Mishnah Berurah brings the Svara of Rava, not Rav Nachman. So Mishnah Berurah also understands that the Mechaber holds.
Very good. Excellent. Very good. Excellent. So that's on Tavri Shadikim.
Yeah.
The question is Shulchan Aruch here. So then if Shulchan Aruch also not hold of it, then we have to think of another Svara. Why? If he does, then there's Machlok between the Ramah and Ashka and Svardim. So why doesn't Ramah make a comment here in Safed? But very good. Excellent, guys. Very good. Okay, now, fine, so we're talking about now this din. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah that says you can read the Megillah Bein Miyushev Bein Umud, standing or sitting. Now, Chassam Sofer has just one line here. I should have told you exactly which line this was, but he has one line that, I'm sorry, I need to get better at this. But one time he says that, but it was Chassam Sofer, it was still Limud Torah, I'm sure, wonderful things you saw there. So he says, how is it possible that you could read it, Megillah, sitting down, if the halacha by halal is a halal must be recited standing up. So, again, if you assume that halal is Megillah is not halal, that's not a question. If Megillah is not halal, then you could sit down. There's no issue. But if you assume it's a halal, so then you should have to stand up for Megillah, and the Mishnah clearly says you could sit down. So it sounds like from here as well, we paskin that's not halal. However, there's a shilti giburim. Now, I couldn't find it. I had this in my notes. I don't think I'm making it up. That summer, you found it?
The Yavitz quote.
Oh, that's where Yavitz quoted, yeah?
I didn't find it. But
okay, that's maybe it's where I saw it from. I can't remember where I found it originally. But I saw it quoted by Shem HaRiaz that even Hallel can be recited sitting down, in which case the halachas are the same. Just because Megillah can be recited Bein Umar Bein Yushav, Hallel has the same exact din according to the Riaz, in which case it's not a question. Time suffer is not really a question. But one other suggestion for your question, one other answer you could say is as follows. Maybe really it's not a question, even if you assume like most that you have to stand when saying halal, which is a simple pshat. And the Chassam Sofer has a good question, then how could Megillah be read Miyusha Meumar if it's really halal? So maybe you could say as follows, like we said on the Shari Tshuva initially. How far do we take the idea that Mikra Megillah is a halal? Maybe all it means is that it's a type of kiyum of halal, but it's not the ma'is halal, it's not a kriyas halal. Just like the Shari Tshuva was not comfortable saying that if you don't have a Megillah, you should then say halal in its place. He wasn't so comfortable saying that. So to all the other details are not there. The details are different. You have different types of details of Megillah. There are two accomplishments of halal. One through the standard way, and one through the Mikra Megillah way. But the Mikra Megillah way does not have to have the details. Just like the words we say are different than the halal we say, so too the halachas of Amidah and Yeshiva are not the same either. And since that's very different, it's not necessarily a stira, a kasha, to the concept of halal, a Mikra Megillah being a halal.
I was going to say along a similar line.
Oh, sorry, I should have let you suggest that.
No,
I should have. No, I'm serious. I'm not.
No, but like specifically, yeah, maybe just Kriya Megillah. Mikra Megillah is just like being Yotze halal and nothing else. It's just like maybe you could say there's a difference between saying halal, and when you say the words of halal, so then you're also Yotze halal by saying halal. But there's another way of being Yotzi, the Smith of Halal, without saying Halal at all, and that is Mikra Megillah.
Yeah, which my term, just there's a Kiyim, you're Mekayim Halal, but yeah, through a different Pula, through a different Maisa. Yep, very good.
So not only be during the day, the night one is not, it's not even a question. The night one's, there's no halal night. So that wouldn't even be
Exactly. We'll get to that. We'll get that shortly. But yeah, exactly. That would be true that there's only halal by yom, not balayla. So you have to explain that as well.
Except
Pesach. Pesach's the exception, but there the Pasuk says that Laila is Kiyom. There's a certain din of Yom at nighttime. That's one pshat. The Pasuk is quoted by the Gemara in Pesachim. Another pshat is Rav Haigon says in the Ran in Gemara Sukkah. Anyone know what he holds?
Yeah, it's Shiro. It's not
a Tabashir, exactly. The Hala, we say Leil Seder, is not a Kriya. It's a Shira, which in Rav Soloveitchik's terms was, it was spontaneous. So normally when they create a formal Chiv of Halal, that was the halachas of the daytime, and all the details that are there, you have to stand up, and many halachas, the Mishnah Javito says a beautiful piece on this, but when the Leil Seder, it's not that, you know, even though we have to say it, the idea, the emotions, the experience, what we're supposed to, we want to say, we feel like we mamish crossing through Kriyas Yamsam now, we're reciting Halal, we're leaving Mitzrayim, and therefore all bets are off, there's no requirements, daytime, nighttime, standing, sitting, we sit down also. He also asks, we break up Halal. We have part now, part later. All these questions, he says, clearly, Halal Leil Seder is different, and that's the idea, that's a shir, like Jakey said, and not a kriya.
How about the minute to say Halal at the Marv?
So that's a whole other idea, but once you're allowed to say it, so then that's a special exception, but that's a whole other piece about saying that. It always becomes fun whether you leave shul, you're not supposed to leave shul. Okay. But another application we have of where Halal comes up is something by when it comes to Kavanah. You had a chance to see the Hari Kedem yet? So this is an interesting piece of the Hari Kedem. So Rabbeinu Yonah first has a discussion of mitzvahs tzichas Kavanah. There's machlokas in the Gemara, and we typically paskin mitzvahs deraisa, tzichas Kavanah, even b'dieved, and mitzvahs derbanan, the chachila should have, but b'dieved, if there was not Kavanah, you're still yotze. Now Rabbeinu Yonah writes, and he says the following din. He asks a question based on the Gemara in Brachos, and he says, even the man the Amar that says Ein Tzichas Kavanah, they don't require Kavanah when doing a mitzvah. That's only true B'davar Sheyesh B'Maisa. When there's an action, you don't need Kavanah because the Maisa is B'Mokum Kavanah. When I'm shaking lulav, it's clear I don't shake the lulav for any other reason than to do the mitzvah. I'm blowing shofar. I only do this for one reason, for the mitzvah. That's clear, my kavanah is there. I don't need to have kavanah. The ma'isa is in place of the kavanah. But when there is no ma'isa, it comes to mitzvah tulios b'amira bilvad, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, depending on words, vadai tzricha kavanah, she'amira hi belev, statement is just articulating what's in my heart, u'chsheinu mechabin b'amira ein osa ma'isa. Amir is not called the ma'isa. That's a larger discussion. We're not going to get into that right now, but typically, amir is not called the ma'isa, and therefore, the only way my Amir could be meaningful is if there's Kavanah. Amir is not strong enough to establish Kavanah. You need Kavanah with Amir. That's the Rabbeinu. So on that, Lechemish asks a question, Kriyas Shema, the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel, that you don't need Kavanah when it comes to Kriyas Shema. You go to down the left, isn't that an Amira? So Emek Brach is Mechadish this din. Emek Brach says that there's a difference between Kriya and Amira. Kriya Satora and Amira. Kriya Satora, I'm reading a text. Whether it's Baal Peh or not, I'm reading a text from the Sefer Torah. I'm reading Shema. There's a certain text I'm saying. And that, he thinks, is considered a Maisa. It's more like a Maisa, even though it's actually an Amira. It's a hard chilek to make, but that's a chilek he makes. Amira is Amir saying saying a bracha, let's say, where it's a shevach v'hodah, so that requires kavanah. So I'm going to read the words of the Emek Brach to make it a little bit more meaningful here. He writes as follows: Shaini kriyashma, that you don't need kavanah for kriyashma, even though Amira in general you do require kavanah. The ikar dina, he kriyas a parsha. You're reading a parsha in the Torah. Parshas Veschan and Parshas Ekev. U'maisa kriya, have a maisa gemur. Reading a text of words, that's a real maisa. Afa b'li kavana, you don't need kavana. Kamo kol mitzvah satulis b'maisa, like any other action, like shaking a lulav. Mashen kin linim brachas, when it comes to bracha. Dikr inyonam hu amiras ahoda. When I say a bracha on seeing a rainbow, and seeing the moon, and whatever bracha you want to say, lightning, thunder. So it's a type of ahoda. thinks is actually Tali Belev. That's a, it's not a formality. A mirror is a way of expressing how I feel. When I'm saying Kriyat Shema, I'm not saying how I feel. Some mitzvahs I have to use my hand. Some mitzvahs I have to use my pet. But there's a maisa there. When it comes to Kriyat Shema, it's a maisa. It's not about my mind, how I feel, how I think. When it comes to Hodah, it's about acknowledging, not just saying a bracha. I'm thanking Hashem for seeing the rainbow and all the creations He does. I'm thanking Hashem, Osem Maisa Bereshish, Kochel Gvorosim Olei Olam. I'm thanking Hashem, and that requires lev. And therefore, I need kavana by amira. That's the difference between Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaParsha, versus Amir. That's his distinction. So then he says, wait a second, if it's really true. So then he asks the question, Gemara Megillah tells us that based on the Tosfos, Riach Chassid, and others as well. So it sounds like that when it comes to Megillah, that everyone agrees you need Kavanah. But he just said before, the Emek Bracha, that when it comes to Kriyas HaParsha, Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaShema, you don't need Kavanah. So why do you need Kavanah by Megillah? Isn't it also Kriyas HaParsha to Kriyas HaTorah? You shouldn't require Kavanah just like you don't require it by Shema. Everyone with me still? You're good? I lost some of you maybe? So look what he answers as follows. He says they're really two dinim when it comes to Kriyas Megillah. And that's as follows. Chada din Kriya, which is the Maisa Kriya Kriyas HaTorah, that doesn't require Kavanah. The Gam din Amira, which is the Amira's Hodah, the Hallel, the Hallel element. There are two dinim here. One is a Kriyas HaTorah. One is the Hallel aspect. Hallel is thanking Hashem. That's the Amira that requires Kavanah. So when the Gemara says that Kol Modim, you need Kavanah by Megillah, it wasn't going on the Kriya element. That element doesn't need Kavanah. That's a Mice that stands alone. But on the Hallel Hodah aspect, that din, that's where the Kavanah would be necessary, he writes. That's his Chiddush.
That would again be from at
night. At night time. Because the halal element doesn't exist at nighttime, in which case you wouldn't need the kavanah at nighttime as well.
And is that true?
Right. According to Emek Bracha, that's what he would say. And he doesn't take it that next level, but that would seem to be the next logical step, exactly.
No, also that women don't need kavanah then because they're not chayav and halal.
Exactly. Women as well. Anything, that element of women, they don't need kavanah. The kriya is fine because you don't need kavanah for that anyways. And then the halal, they're not chayav. Exactly.
Can you say for Shema also that Shema incorporates other mitzvahs besides for the Kriya itself? Like, Shema can incorporate also, number one, the mitzvahs of Kriyas Siyas Mitzrayim, and the Maisa of which I do that is by saying it. So the Amira functions as like some sort of a conduit for my Maisa, I guess you could say like that. And also, Shema itself is just declaring Emunah B'Hashem, which is also a mitzvah.
I'm not sure I'm following the first question.
Meaning that your amira is causing a maisa mitzvah. Since I can't perform that maisa mitzvah through any other like form, by me stating like ani Hashem lokeichem asher seisi eschamir tzayim, so that's my maisa of zechira, in a sense.
Okay, and therefore what?
And therefore, that's why I wouldn't need kavana because I'm doing a maisa anyways.
Why would that be different than the brachas where you require kavana, stam bracha?
Just because by here I'm doing mitzvahs which I wouldn't be able to be mekayim in any other way, shape, or form. Meaning like my amira is what allows a maisa to happen. When I'm making a bracha, the entire mitzvah is just amira. But if the mitzvah is zechira, then that's not necessarily, is that totally on my amira? Or
no, you have something totally on amira, but the question really is whether it's it roots back to your lev, what goes belev. So Shema is a formal recital of Shema, whatever, even the other question, the Emunah, all that's very important, of course. There are depths to every mitzvah, but the essence of Shema is just to simply recite Shema. The Emunah could be ignored. So we also recite brachas, but the brachas is not about the recital of it. That's really supposed to be expression of what's in our heart, how we feel. So Zechiras Mitzrayim, I'm not sure if the point is supposed to show a certain feeling of Hodah. It doesn't sound that way. Just formality of reading it, so it just triggers a memory. So I don't know if that would be a question. Okay, let's move on now, connect this to yesterday's daf, or yesterday's discussion, rather, which was really late, about, should we skip this one? No, it's a nice one. All right. So we'll go through this quickly about nighttime, reading Megillah nighttime and the daytime. So we spoke about it yesterday, different dinim, and the difference between night and day. So the Mishnah Yavetz, what he comes out to say is as follows. He says that there are really two dinim when it comes to Kriyas Megillah. One is the Kriyas Megillah, like we saw in the Emek Bracha, the Kriya, and one's the Halal Shabbat. And he says that at nighttime, the Kriya, like Jacob, he said, the Kriya exists Bein B'yom Bein B'layla, but the element of Hallel only exists B'yom. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Beis says Hallel is only B'yom, not B'layla. So that's what he says explicitly, that these two dinim, like the Emek Bracha, would split between night and day, like exactly what you said, and we're not going to be women. One is kavana. Do you need kavana at nighttime? If there's no halo, you don't need kavana at nighttime. Do women have to be part of it at nighttime or daytime? That element of halal is another nafkamina. Fine.
And standing and sitting if you hold
it. Exactly. You could sit at nighttime, l'chara, and not in the daytime. Right. Very good. Okay. A few other places here. Just, the Prima Gadim writes another nafkamina would be when Purim falls out on Shabbos. We don't read the Megillah. He suggests maybe one should taka recite Hallel on Shabbos, on Purim. That's what he suggests. Brought down as well that Ma'aril says that one does not say Lav Natsayach either on the weekday because it's Kriyasa Zu Halila, that's the driving force, he says. It's a type of Hallel. Even without that, you would still not say Tachanin seemingly, Lav Natsayach. Evid Kanani, let's do an Evid Kanani stuff. Finish with that. Okay. I don't think I put Evid Kanani Sigis on the Marma Kamas. Okay, let's talk about Evid Kanani for a moment. So Evid Kanani is an Evid Kanani chayv in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Yeah, the Bahag writes that that they're chayavim, and the Radbaz writes in Chelik Beis Siman Tuf Ches that an Evid Kanani is pater from mitzvah Mikra Megillah. Now the Nitziv writes in the Meromi Sada Megillah Daf Dalid that it depends on the definition of Af Hein Hayubosanes. It says according to Rashi, that Nashim were Bechlal the Sakana, that's why women are Af Heinu B'Yosanes. And the Tosa says no, from the Rashbam, that they're the ones who are orchestrating the Nes. They were at the forefront, Esther and Yehudis and so on. Nashim Sukanios. So that's Machlokas Yishonim. And says in the Tziv, that's going to dictate whether or not the Evid Kanani is Chayv. How so? So this is what the Nitziv writes. Perish Rashbam, Iker Nes Haya Aya Dan. For Purim, that the Ikanes was done by the women. The Esther, Chanukah, the Yehudis, Pesach, Shemesh, Zekanios, Shavos, Ador, Nigalu, Bekasha, Lasha, and Af. I'm sorry, that's what I wanted. This is the Rashbam. The Tziv says that if you assume that perish is that the Ikanes was Ayyadei Nashim, that's why the Chayiv in Megillah, Avadim, the Iker, Chayiv, the Ikanes was not performed by Avadim, in which case they would be Pater from Iker Megillah, different than women. But if you assume that Nashim were Bechlal, the same Sakana, then seemingly Avadim were also Bechlal, the same Sakana, and they should also praise Hashem and thank Hashem in reading Megillah. That's the Nitzah. Fine. It's all to set up the Rabbi Yosef Engel Gilyoni Hashas. And here he writes that even in the Man Damar, that Evid Kanani is Chayiv B'Mikra Megillah, but he's not able to Motzi in Isha. Why? Because an Isha has two chiyuvim, he writes, and a man only has one. And Evid Kanani only has one, I should say. The Isha is chayiv in the element of Mikra Megillah and Hallel, says the Gilyon Eshas. And Evid Kanani is only chayiv midin Mikra Megillah, but he's not chayiv in the element of Hallel. And the reason why he's a chayiv in Hallel, says the Gilyon Eshas, is because we say Hallel, like Gemara says, when you go from Misa to Chayim, from Avdus to Cheres, Evid Kanani has not left from Avdus yet, and therefore he's pater from Hallel. And if he's pater from Hallel, therefore he's pater from that element of Megillah, and he's not in the same level of Chiyuv as women. And that's another place where this concept creeps into the halacha.
Can we also say women are pater in Hallel?
The women, and this element, so that, one second, we did say that, it's a good question. I guess the Gilyon Shas says not that way.
It's in a Gemara and Sukkah.
Gemara and Sukkah, that, was it Laman Ches or something?
Yeah.
It could be. Yeah, it's a Tarchin. We have to look into that. Yeah, looking at good question. Why would that be? I wonder if it depends on how to understand Afeni Bosanes. Well, let's get back. We'll look into it another. You remember, Jakey? Yeah.
Maybe you could on the Gemara David Alman talking about the Shira, where Rashi explains that it's talking about the Halal, but I think the Tori Evan says it's talking about Az Yashir. So if you hold that, that's the Shira we're talking about. Women were also involved in that. So then the Kavachor woman could still be Chayiv in Megillah.
But we still have to ask the question about the sukkah, though.
So saying this halal, I mean this halal is different because it's not talking about that. According to the Terry Evan, the Gemara, it's talking about Shira, and the Kalachorn from the Shira of Yitzrayim, it's talking about as Yashir, not about Shira of Hala.
Okay.
So therefore, that Shira woman were involved in. So that Kalachorn could then apply back to us, and then, so there, since they're Chayvin, meaning...
I mean the Halal of Megillah, the Chayvin, but not Halal in general.
Yeah.
Could be, very good, could be. Could be the different types of Halos. The Halal in general, women are potter, that's the Mishnah in Sukkah Latlam Ches. The Halal of Megillah, this is where they're connected to it, as Jakey said, very good, that the source of Halal being Megillah is based on Az Yashir, and women were certainly included in that, and they sang Az Yashir, we know they sang, they participated in the singing, Miriam took them to sing, so if that's the source of Halal of Purim, of Megillah, so they'd be chayv in this Halal of Megillah, even though in general Halal they're not. Very good. Excellent, Jakey, very good, that could be very good. Okay, and then finally... stop with that. Okay, we did a lot today. I'll just do Rashi Prakim what we did, and I'm not going to go through it in great detail. We spoke about being halal, not being halal, Mikra Megillah halal. There, those who hold it is a halal. If you don't have a Megillah, whether you should read it instead or not. That was a discussion in Miri and others. The Seder Tfila of the Mila breaking up the halal. That was the Chiddush of the Kloisenberger. Motzi Achayim. Why do you have to be Motzi Achayim? Why do you need a Minin? Because it says Rav Salvechik, it's like a type of Tfila. How do we know it's like a Tfila? Because of halal. Amida, we have to stand for Halal, why not for Megillah? Either because Halal is, also you could stand for Halal, like they are sit for Halal rather, or maybe we taka say it's not, Megillah is not considered Halal, or it is a kim of Halal, but does not have the details of Halal. He spoke about Kavana, Rabbeinu Yona, and the Emek Brachu at Tudim at the end of the day, that Kriya versus Amira, that was a Chiddush, and the Halal has both elements of Kriya, and Amira Midin Halal. And then we discuss Laila Vayom, that the Mishnah Javed said at nighttime is only Kriya, daytime is Kriya plus Hala, because Hala is only said Bayom. And we saw some nafkamis on Shabbos, whether if it's Purim Shechalias for Shabbos, whether you should say Hala instead of the Megillah, which we don't read on Shabbos, of course. And whether Avadim are Chayiv in Mikra Megillah, Yoni Ashas felt that even if they are Chayiv, they're only Chayiv mitzad the Kriya, not mitzad the Hala. Only women are Chayiv, or men are Chayiv in both Kriya and Hala. And then that was it. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful break, I guess. I'll see you in a little bit. My pleasure.